Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God is Good. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
We've been talking on the subject of the goodness of God. The title of the series is God is Good. And we saw that Moses pled with the Lord and said, Lord, show me your glory. Right? And what did the Lord tell him?
His goodness.
What did he ask him to see?
His glory.
And what did he say he's going to show him?
Goodness.
What did he ask him to see? What did he say he's going to show him?
Goodness.
You think maybe the Lord didn't hear him?
No.
There was some mix-up on communication? No. Uh-uh. Then what does that tell you? He said, Lord, show me your glory. And the Lord said, I'm going to cause my goodness to pass in front of you. And when that happened, did he see the glory of God? So what is the glory of God? It's his goodness. Revelation of his glory is going to be revelation of his goodness. And when you see the glory of the Lord, you will have seen a manifestation of his goodness. Goodness on who? People. People, you will see God do good things in people's lives. And that's when you'll go, glory to God. Oh, did you see that?
Yeah.
Glory to God. God did something good. And it brought him glory. That's why sickness and disease does not bring God glory. Poverty and lack does not bring God glory any more than sin gives glory to God. Works of the devil glorify the devil. But good works glorify the good one. The works of God glorify God, and his works are good. He is good, and he does good, the scripture said.
Amen.
Go to Psalm 34 again tonight, please. Psalm 34, verse 3. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked to him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. Wonder if the Lord still saves poor folks out of their money troubles and poor troubles, tax troubles, late bill troubles, house payment troubles, car payment troubles. Wonder if he still does. Oh yeah. Yep. Yep. That's why this is given to us, to know it, to believe it. The angel of the Lord encamps round about them that fear him and delivers them. Glory to God. The Lord did that for us this weekend.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. What happened? Well, me and Mike's going to come home after the service the other night. And we were out in kind of a remote place. And we blasted off into the pitch dark. And all at once, all our gauges are going funny. But we had, the main thing we needed was solid. And we made it without a hitch, without a problem. Well, come to find out, there's four little holes on that plane that receive air information. And three of them were completely stopped up by some little bug that got in there. Just a weird thing. I'd never heard of that. And, well, it must have been, why not all four of them? It must have been the angel kept his finger over one of the holes or something. I don't know. But it took care of us. And the Lord does this for us all the time. He's done it for you. How many of us would be dead and gone from accidents or what if the Lord hadn't have protected us? And He is going to keep us all the way till we run our whole race and finish our whole course with joy. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Glory to God. Angel of the Lord encamps round about them that fear Him. Do you fear Him? Do you reverence Him and believe in Him and honor Him, respect Him? And He does what?
Delivers
them. Somebody say, that's me.
That's me.
Verse 8, what?
Oh.
Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. I mean, you have to say, oh, when you start to say that. Oh, oh. Mm-mm-mm. Glory to God. Read verse 9. Oh, fear the Lord, you His saints, for there is what?
No want.
No want to them that fear Him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing.
Amen.
Come, you children, and hearken to me. I'll teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desires life and loves many days that he may see good? Let me see by a show of hands, who would like to live long and have a lot of good days and have it go good for you in your life on the earth?
Yes, sir.
Hmm? Amen. He's asked the question. We said, we do.
Yes, sir.
All right, he's going to tell you how to do it. Verse 13, first thing he says, what? Watch that mouth. Now, I know we laugh, but this is one of the biggest factors in whether you're going to have a good life or a bad life. Whether you're going to live long or die young. I know most Christians don't believe it, but there it is in the Bible.
Hmm?
I know Brother Hagin, my father in the faith, told this one time. He said there was a man that he knew that had helped them in the ministry. And this man, he was just in his late 30s. And all at once something happened to him and he's dying. And they got him in the hospital and he had several minister friends and was in the ministry and they gathered around and they prayed and they prayed and he died. And one of the guys that was closest to him had asked Brother Hagin, said, you know, I don't seem like I can get any utterance to pray for this man. What's going on? And he said, well, don't tell anybody. But this is what the Lord told me about him. He said, spiritual laws were set in motion long ago, and they cannot be changed at this time. Did you hear that phrase? What was the phrase?
Spiritual
laws were set in motion long ago, and they cannot be changed at this time. Well, the man can't change them himself. He's in a coma. And unless the Lord would allow you to do something for Him, then it can't be changed. And so only they two had talked about that. And the man died. Of course, he's too young. You know, not 40 years old. And one of the guys was talking with his mother and his sister at the funeral. And he told Brother Hagin, he said, you know, I think you ought to tell them. They were spiritual people and they knew God, loved God, knew about faith and the Word. He said, Brother Hagin, I think you ought to tell them what you told me. And so he did. And they said, well, the mother said, well, I know exactly what the Lord's talking about. And the sister said, I do too. And the younger brother, he said, I know it. He said, when me and my brother, kids, playing in the barn, goofing off. He said, more than once, my brother would look at me and get serious all at once and say, you know, I'll never live past 40 years of age.
Bro.
He said, well, why'd you say that? He said, I just know it.
Wow.
And they said, yeah, he said that all his life. Well, here he's 39 and a half.
Huh.
I said, oh, that's just a coincidence. Well, you might like to believe that, but it's a spiritual law. And he had set that in motion from a child. The devil tried to do that with me. Y'all might have heard me talk about it if you've been around. My great-grandfather was shot and killed when he was 21. So was my grandfather, shot and killed when he was 21. And on my mother's side, I was the next man. And my grandmother used to tell me that as a boy, they'd pull out pictures and they'd say, you know, you look just like him. And wonder why that happened like that. Well, see, the enemy began to bring thoughts to me, you'll not live past 21 either. Something's going to happen to you. But thank God, when I was about 16, I began to hear some things about the word and faith. Glory to God. And you know, the devil had it set up for me. I had to go somewhere to meet a guy with a tractor trailer. We were doing some things with tractor trailers, over the road trucks. And I was to meet this guy and do some things. And I went and found him. And I found his truck, and I figured he's in the sleeper or something. I came and knocked on the door. No answer. I knocked on the door. No answer. I knocked on the door. Knocked on the door. I know he's supposed to be there. No answer. I finally just turned around and left. Found out later, he's drugged out of his head. And he thinks I'm trying to kill him. And has a loaded, hammer-cocked 357 Magnum pointed at me through the door. Well, I was 21. But prior to that, I found out I've been redeemed from the curse of the law. And with long life, he'd satisfy me and show me his salvation. So can you see from my great-grandfather, there had been spiritual things set in motion. And the enemy tried to continue it through me. Oh, but glory to God, other spiritual laws that superseded that begin to be set in motion. And here I am, older than 21. Still alive and kicking. No bullet holes. Praise be to God. But now let's just stop right here. Now, if I had got shot at 21, what would the family have said? Oh, that's strange. What is that? And a lot of the religious family would have just said, God's ways are mysterious. And you just never know. But none of it was the will of God. Oh, do you see the difference? None of it was the will of God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God is Good, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 1st, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
God who gives me